This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The race for U.S. Senate in Ohio has a lot of people talking. Some are surprised Cincinnati Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld is still in the race. Joining me this morning to talk about it is WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So why do so many people find this race so interesting?
This race, because it is interesting. I find it interesting. And the reason why is because it is a United States Senate race. The Democrats nationally in 2016 will be battling to win back control of the United States Senate. They look at Ohio and they think that maybe they have an opportunity here. You have the potential coming up, looks like, of a Democratic primary. Ohio Democrats certainly want to have some kind of victory in the Senate race and in the presidency to win Ohio for the Democratic presidential candidate, because they've done so awfully bad in 2014 and 2010. So this whole matchup, whether it's P.G. Sittenfeld or Ted Strickland against Republican incumbent Rob Portman, is going to be very closely watched.
So with Strickland in the race, many thought Sittenfeld would drop out. Why is he continuing on?
He's continuing, he says, because he has a message, and he believes that message can appeal to a whole lot of Democratic core voters. He's not interested in the fact, or he says he's not interested in the fact, that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the big national organization, is backing Strickland. That Sherrod Brown, the highest-ranking Democratic elected official and the other United States senator, is backing Strickland. And so are some big city mayors and members of Congress. But he's insisting that this is not about endorsements. This is about winning over the average Democratic voter in a primary election.
Now, is the Ohio Democratic Party playing favorites here then by supporting Strickland?
Well, not overtly anyway. Ohio Democratic Party is probably between a rock and a hard place on this. I think, you know, there's David Pepper, the chairman, when he was coming up in politics, I think Strickland was one of the people he looked up to and admired. Then again, P.G. Sittenfeld, Pepper was sort of a mentor to Sittenfeld as Sittenfeld started his career running for Cincinnati City Council. The Ohio Democratic Party has done one thing that I know of. They have paid for a poll from Public Policy Polling in North Carolina. They paid for this poll. The results got out, and it showed Strickland in a dead heat with Rob Portman, 45%, 45%, 10% undecided. And when it matched up with Sittenfeld, Portman had a 19 percentage point lead and about 20% undecided. And that was put out there and was paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. You can draw your own conclusions from that.
Does a poll like that matter?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I mean, you know, look, this election is a long time from now. I mean, it's a year from now, a little over a year from now. So, you know, if Strickland and Sittenfeld both are in this race, if they both raise a lot of money, perhaps it could be a competitive race. We don't know yet. You know, obviously, you would have to think that Strickland is a favorite because he's been on the statewide ballot. He served in Congress. He's been around a long time. PG is very well known in Cincinnati media market. But outside of Cincinnati, he has some work to do.
So you, at this point, think he's still staying in?
He gives every indication that he is, yes.
You had a chance to talk extensively with both Sittenfeld and Strickland. Those interviews are going to air this Wednesday on Cincinnati Edition. Thoughts?
Well, I think you're going to hear two very interesting politicians who come from different generations. who are not that terribly far apart on the issues. And I think you're going to hear them talk a whole lot more about Rob Portman and why they would be a better choice than Rob Portman than they do talking about themselves. They were very interesting conversations.
And again, those will air this Wednesday at 1 o'clock on Cincinnati Edition. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.